You say in Kapitul Lama Lama Sech, with the David, you say by the end of Davin by Yashu Yubel Tzion, you say the Pasuk says, He's Torkum and Chosech, the Russian should remember all of your Menachas, by Loscho Yadashna Sela, and your Arla Yadashna Sela. So the question is, what does this phrase Dashin mean? So Rashi understands it's a lotion of becoming fat. Like Pasuk says, Machal Vesavaba Doshain. And Rashi understands that the Bershim should take our oilers as if they were the choicest, most fatty Geshmaka Kabbanis. The Tzidus David says it's a lotion of Deshen, of ashes, like we have in this week's parsha, the Trumas of Deshen. Talks about the Deshen referring to the ashes. It means that Bershim is going to take the oiler and consume it totally, become all ashes, total acceptance of the korban, the totally given over to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's how the Radak understands the point of the point of the pasuk. So Samus, going with the first pshat, the pshat of Rashi, we find there's a concept of the Trumas HaDeshen is nivul b'mekamei, gets absorbed into its place, so it becomes part of the makom. So the greatest matana which we can give to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the greatest korban, the greatest kabbalah of the korban, is the feeling that what we've given has been totally absorbed in. When I tell you a vort, and I have a concept, and it remains just a concept and an idea, but doesn't become part of your being, so that's not really really been fully integrated to the person. I totally absorb it, it becomes part of my being, so I can take it with me. Rabbi Aaron spoke about this by Ne'ila many years ago, the idea of the mushel of a fox which gets into a carom through a small hole, and he eats so much, he wants to leave, he can't get through the hole, so he has to fast again. And that goes out through that hole, and that's the mushel which Chazal used to understand the process of Ne'ilah. We've had all these moments of absorption and many, many fascinating ideas, but how much are you going to take with you when you leave through that hole at the end? How much is really absorbed into the being? So the question over here is the question of absorption. That our kabbonis, that the oil which we put should be absorbed into the mikdash, into, as it were, Kadosh Baruch Hu is absorbing it, is totally taking in. So how can we do that? So the pasuk says it in conjunction with the carbon oil. Carbon oil is something which is the ash. It's consumed. It's oil. It goes up. It's totally the musik of giving oneself over to Kadosh Baruch Hu. A person comes in with the attitude of that I want to give. I have a tremendous desire to give. That will be absorbed. A person comes that it's about me, so then it's hard for the Russian to accept that. Then it's the opposite. It's the person who's raised himself up, it becomes a Balgaiva, so that the Aish will consume him, Chazal say, the Medrash says over here. So we have a choice. Can the Aish be the source of the consumption of the person, or is the Aish the consumption of the korban? And the decision is how much we're willing to really take ourselves out of the equation and make the focus of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if we get that right, then we'll be able to give a tremendous matana to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Have a good Shabbos.